I just really feel like she would speak in Spanish.
honestly.
Like, she just gives me that look.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Latina. Yeah. Just like a little Latina girl.
Yeah, I agree.
She's a bougie Latina.
Yeah. She flies on the airplane. She gets her own seat and everything.
I know.
Her collar is the best.
Her collar is like diamonds, basically.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Nobody you know. That's right. Welcome to the Nobody You Know podcast. They might not be famous, but they certainly have a lot to say. Join Ash, Espy, Emmy, and Gus as they discuss everything from celebrity gossip, trends, pop culture, hit movies and TV shows, social media, and even some juicy personal life experiences and opinions. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Nobody You Know, your favorite podcast. So hopefully you're having a great time. Hopefully you are just sitting down on your couch, putting your comfy blanket, getting your tea and ready
to... What if it's hot out?
Well, you can put a cold blanket that you just put in the freezer. So...
Drinking welcome. A smoothie.
Yes. Welcome back. Hopefully you guys are ready for this. Today we have a very special episode, and we're going to be talking about a little bit of like kind of like personal questions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's just, these are some kind of questions that we ask some of our viewers, mm-hmm, and some of our friends to help us on them. So hopefully you're going to like this episode. It's a little bit different, and let's get to it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And get to know us a little bit more, I think.
How is everybody doing today?
Fabulous.
Amazing. Awesome. Wonderful.
Awesome. sorry, we gotta go to feeling good, feeling.
Oh, yeah, how does it go? Feeling good, living better. Feeling good, living better.
We stole this from The Bachelor.
Yes.
Like, probably one of the few actual, like, substance sentences.
Yes, exactly.
Sentences of stuff, substance. Wow, say that 10 times really
hard. Right?
All right, are we ready to start?
Yes.
Let's dive into it.
Our first question that we got sent is, which scent do you find the most soothing?
Which scent do I find the most soothing?
I am obsessed
lavender.
With this. I love lavender, but that's slightly overrated. No. I love lavender. Don't get me wrong.
Sorry.
But lavender's I use it great. In my bath all the time with Epsom
lavender's
salts.
Great.
It's the bomb. But actually, I love the smell of creme brulee when they burn the top. Like burnt sugar, the smell of it just
she
like
love that.
Yo,
drives me
that
insane.
Hits.
Like it's like creme brulee, like burnt sugar, burnt vanilla, anything like that.
That's
it's
a
like,
vibe.
It's
that's
like,
a vibe.
God bless me. I am in heaven.
That's totally a vibe. That's a vibe.
So that's a vibe.
I love
mine.
That.
What about you guys?
All right. I think my favorite and most soothing scent in the world and makes me happy. Okay. It's the.
Oh my God, I'm scared.
It's the purple Fabuloso. If you guys
really?
Know what I'm talking about.
It smells so good.
If you know what I'm talking
I've
about,
never heard of
it's
this
not
girl.
The blue. It's not the yellow. It's the purple Fabuloso. Guys, if you're Latino, you know what I'm talking about.
Maybe that's why I don't know.
Every Saturday morning at 8 a.m., music is blasting, and the smell of Fabuloso just, you know, wakes you up. I think that's what makes me happy. And that's what makes me the happiest
but
person.
Can you tell me, like, what it is? Because I don't, is it a flower? Is it a cleaning spray?
It's the Latino pine sole.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's the Latino.
Actually,
I have
we
one,
have some.
And you can, yep, yeah. You I'll can, show you, girl. After this
okay,
segment.
Okay, so I'm going to get, like, high off this purple Fabuloso.
It smells clean.
It just hits different. It hits different. Like, I can trust you. If you use that in your house, I can trust you, you know?
That's funny, because my scent is actually also, like, Latino-based. It's called Violeta. And, like, it smells so good. Like, I don't know, my mom would always use it
of
on
course.
Me when I was a baby. So now when I smell it, I just think of like baby Emmy. Like,
yes!
it just smells like
you remember yourself as baby Emmy.
Obviously.
I mean, coming out of the womb, you're getting Violeta.
Such a clean, yeah.
Is it
clean,
like a lotion?
No.
No, it's like a little like body it's mist.
Like Big Vaporub.
I don't like that one.
Also.
I,
It reminds me of my childhood.
Yeah, I don't like that one, actually.
No, I love.
It's interesting how both of them are, like, purple names, though. Because it's purple. And then Violeta.
It's like purple. a body mist, like a body spray. And it's funny because we use it on our cat too. Like we put it on our hands and we rub it on her body too, because she smells good too. Mm-hmm. It's safe for babies. It's safe for cats. But again, you know you're Latino if you have Violeta on too.
Violeta, contact us for endorsement.
Violeta, hit me up. Fabuloso, please hit me up. I love you guys.
No, for real. Like I want to smell it, so send it. Send it our way.
Yes.
That is hilarious. You know, I'm not a huge smell person. Mm. Like,
I feel like yours is like food.
Yes, that's exactly what I was about to say. Like, I feel like for me, I don't get like a scent and like, oh, this is gonna, no. Like, if I'm gonna feel happy about a smell, it has to be like a food related item.
Mm. You know, like bacon.
Like bacon, you know, or shrimp. Bacon.
When you went home to visit your mom in Colombia and like your aunts and everybody, and like you were just like talk about like the food, like they're cooking all these foods that you haven't eaten in so long because like that we just don't have the ingredients here to like make those foods. So I feel like anytime you like call me, you're like, it smells so good. Like it smells like
the
home.
Smell of food.
So maybe it's like the smell of like Colombian.
The smell of food. Yeah, like that's kind of exactly what I was going to say. Like I don't have a specific theme, but it will be like food related that really. Like,
right.
Yeah, for sure.
Makes me smile. Yeah.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I feel like he's never, like, he's not like one of those guys who's like into like perfumes.
No.
Or like he. We'll go outside at night and I'll be like, it smells so good. And he's like, smells like nothing. And he also doesn't like the smell of fires, which I understand now after all the fires we've had lately. But like, I grew up loving the smell of a campfire, like, and like that kind of thing. I think I like it a little bit less now.
right.
But yeah, like, I used to love the smell of a wood fire.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. Let's go to the next one. Our next question is, what is a language you love to listen to, even if you don't speak it or understand it?
Language.
Yes. What do you think?
I'll go first. I mean, it's not fair because I don't speak it, but I understand it a little bit. But I love to listen to it. I'm not fluent in it. French and Portuguese, being very similar to Spanish... I don't speak it fluently, but I just love to listen to it. I love to see novelas, obviously, soap operas in those languages. And I'm, you know, I learn like that, but I think that's like my favorite too. I'm cheating because I can somewhat understand it, but I don't speak it fluently. No,
I feel like even if you understand it, sometimes that doesn't mean it's the perfect language, you know?
True. But I think it's my my two favorite that I like to like gravitate to and like listen.
I would have to agree with you on that. French for sure.
Yeah.
I wish I had the
I know. Really? He doesn't like any of the pretty sounding ones. I don't understand.
I think probably what I don't like French is because everybody is like French. I wish. So I hate that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the same thing with people idolizing Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's bad. Mm-hmm. It's just like, why would you have to idolize it more than your country? Or like that is better. Like,
I mean, that's a different extent.
I don't think it's idolizing it necessarily. It's just like you're drawn to things that you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or that you don't have. And I do feel like if you grew up in the United States, like you are drawn to the history that Europe has because like it has way longer back history than like we have. But I think like just like the historical buildings and the museums and stuff we don't have as extensively here in the United States. But disagrees with me.
I think I really like
not to say it again. Sorry, guess, but I also French. Really like French, but. I was actually going to say I really like Swedish.
Oh, really?
I think it's very, very unique sounding. It sounds so different than the, like, romance languages, but it doesn't have, like, it still sounds pretty to me and like attractive sounding. And I just think because we don't even hear it as much as we hear it, like Italian and French and Spanish and everything, it just sounds like to me a little bit more exotic.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really like, and I love Italian too. I think Italian is beautiful.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Yeah. I like Italian. I feel like Italian would be a language. I feel like I kind of understand it a little bit more with the the related items and related words with Spanish.
Yeah.
So it's kind of easy to understand.
Mm-hmm.
I like how it sounds. I like how it's portrayed.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to a lot of Japanese anime.
Interesting.
Mm. Yeah.
Interesting.
I like it. I feel like it's very different, even though it's not like, it doesn't sound pretty, but it's very interesting to see how they portray emotion. And like how sometimes a word, even though it's saying different pitch, can mean different things.
Yeah, totally.
So I like that, you know, like if you want to portray love, like you will say, I don't know, a little bit softer. But if you want to portray anger, like you actually, you know, like.
Yeah.
So it's.
Wow.
I like that. I feel like that's, it's kind of, it's different. I feel like I like the, how different it is from our type of communication.
Definitely.
I really like Scottish too. I know that's so.
Oh, Scottish?
Wow. Yeah, yeah, like it's so like. Oh, I love it. I don't know. Like, I just feel like, I don't know. It's sexy in a weird way.
Yeah. That's cool. Fun. Yeah.
Maybe I've watched too much Outlander or something.
Maybe.
That's cool.
I feel like what you like is the English accent in that.
Yeah, but they do speak some Scottish in it, too. Well, obviously, it has subtitles. But, like, that's not the only show that I've liked it in. Okay. Like, I've heard it before, and I just think it sounds fascinating. Like, it's just different. It's really cool.
Because
like
for me, I love the British accent.
Oh, yeah, he's obsessed. Like,
I love it.
If I could speak with a British accent, I will say yes right now.
Yes.
Grab me. Like, I want to.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
he's obsessed.
I'm obsessed with the way they speak. Like,
I feel like if you would have learned English in England, you would have caught that accent immediately.
Oh, I will be repeating every single thing they say. Like.
Syllable. No, he told me he wants to like live there for a year just so that he can like listen to people talk.
Yes.
Like
yes, like I don't want to live my life there forever, but I want to spend at least a year in England.
Yeah. I mean, you pick it up.
All right, take me with you.
I will be there for sure. So if somebody wants to invite me, I gladly accept.
Slightly off topic, but not really. Nicki Minaj's impersonation of Adele's accent.
Oh.
So if you guys haven't listened to listen to it. Is it what show
it
is it on?
Yeah,
just type it. Just look it up.
The Gordon, no, yeah, James Gordon show.
James Gordon. Yes.
She nails
the Lele show.
She nails the way she
so
talks.
Freaking good. She sounds almost like her. Like it's her.
It's literally
He was watching it and I was in the other room and I thought it was Adele talking on the TV.
It's spot on.
Oh wow.
It's spot on.
It's really good.
I love it. Let's go into our next question. And this one is a little bit more artsy.
Okay.
Describe the most captivating painting or artwork you ever seen.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
This one is a little bit more thinking, right?
Yeah.
It's like you cannot just say, I don't know, this.
Even though we're artists, you would think we would have something right off the bat.
I just feel like I need to like research.
Research it a little bit.
I mean, I know I have a few, but I'm trying to like off the top of my head, like remember the names and the artists, which
true.
It's kind of embarrassing. But
yeah.
Right.
But I feel like that's also something that I want to explore more. Like not just being like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, be more involved into the true art.
Right.
Yeah.
And, like, knowing who created that. Even if this guy is not famous. Like,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
I do really like the painting, A Girl with a Pearl Earring. I think it's by Vermeer. But, like, his use of light in the painting, in the oil painting, is gorgeous. Like, her eye looks like it's a real eye. And, like, in the time when he painted it. Like that's what he was applauded for, was like his use of light and how life like his photo like his oil paintings were.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you. I would like to do like more
research and like more believing, you know. I was watching I love this YouTuber. His name is Peter McKinnon.
Okay.
He is one of probably the best YouTubers for me in the way that he does his videos are so art and like. And he did a recent video saying he actually feels like he's no art enough. Like, he, you know?
Oh, interesting.
And he went to this house to another fellow Canadian who's a photographer who photographs like amazing. And he was telling how this guy was pure art. And like, you could see it in the video how the way these other artists talk. I forgot his name, I'm sorry. But his house was in a church.
Oh, wow.
And the church have like every single corner had a story about a project he did or like why or like it was insane. Mm-hmm. And to see the pictures that he had, he took the picture of Ariana Grande with the Dangerous Woman.
No, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
so
wow.
The bunny thing.
The bunny, yeah.
That's cute.
That was the photographer who did it.
Oh, wow.
So that's it's cute. Like, oh. And like, you can tell that the guy was art.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, in one of the things he says, because we get caught up in so much, like, or machines, like the things that we have to create, you know, like if I have the best camera, if I have the best microphone, if I have these, I'm gonna be the best creator.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not the case. He was like, I hate when people ask me, which camera should I use?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He's like, I don't give a shit what you use. Yeah. Just use it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, right.
And that is so true because we get so caught up in like, if I have the latest iPhone, maybe I can do the best video.
Yeah.
What if I have
the
you
latest
know,
software?
Whatever
all this stuff.
It is in your field. Like, if I have the best ballet shoes, I'm going to be able to turn better. No, it's about you creating the art and making it important.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So trusting in your vision, having the vision, for sure. I think when it comes to artwork, this is not necessarily a painting or a sculpture or any of that, but my mind goes straightly into architect. I've always had a huge appreciation for it. When you said churches, I immediately thought of all the churches I've gone to and all the glass, stained glass windows, all the details in architect in different styles and different eras. And that's always been fascinating to me. We did, for your birthday, we went to Chicago and we did this like tour. If you're ever in the Chicago area, do this tour on a boat and you get to see the architect from the boat, the city and how it was built and all the famous, because Chicago is world-class architect center. And just the buildings. And
Oh, I think you got her tail.
Oh, sorry. Sorry to our little four-legged friend. She's okay. She's okay. But architect is actually one of my favorite art.
I think it's
amazing to learn about different eras and styles and modern, contemporary, gothic. It just... Everything. It's just, I think that's fascinating. I've always had a huge appreciation for that. Yeah.
I was going to say, mine isn't really like a painting, but a like well-known Cuban dancer, she was in town back at our studio, our home studio, and I was like 7 or 8, very young. And I just would always look up to her, and I remember she was rehearsing this certain piece. And so on her last day she was in town, she actually like drew me the tutu and like colored it, everything, like, but like perfectly. And it was so beautiful. And she gave it to me, and still to this day I have it, and I like framed it and whatnot. And I think that was very like
what's
sweet.
Her name?
Ariadis. She has like a really big Instagram following, but she's currently like not in a company. She's a freelancer.
Tamara
Taras
Dimitrov's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So yeah.
Yeah. She. Cool. Yeah. She painted.
Wow.
She
but like yeah, it. Like actually herself and
like drew something.
Drew it and yeah. So that was
Ballerina
really
and the details.
Cool.
I think
that.
I think it was the Flames of Paris.
Flames of Paris. It was.
It was and, very like, detailed.
Very detailed.
To the T.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So lovely. Like a little crossover, artist crossover, dancing and
that's very
painting.
Interesting. I love it. I like this story because also it proves the point that you don't have to be famous to inspire somebody.
No.
Like you don't have to be like a world renowned painter to be able to create that.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And like I feel like that's so beautiful and that's what art actually means.
Mm-hmm.
Creating an emotion, evoking an emotion into somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
That reminds me of a good friend of all of us. Gabriel Mertzman, he's a very talented dancer, but he's also very, very artistic.
Super artistic.
Very, very artistic.
Yeah. We'll put his Instagram handle below. Check out his, he makes incredible
jewels.
Jeweled crowns and jewelries and stuff like that. And beautiful, gorgeous. So if you're into that kind of thing, check it out.
Artistic.
Check it out.
Yes. 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 Little shout out to Gabriel.
What is something you have accomplished as an adult that your younger self will be proud of?
Oh.
Is it this sad is that like it's hard to think of one?
It is very hard to think of one. But like, for example, for me, I feel like it's seeing that you can do more than you think.
Mm-hmm. That's big.
Because, for That's example, big. For me, as a Colombian and like growing up the way I grew up, I feel like our goal was literally just, I don't know, survive. I don't know, like, no.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't like a huge goal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're just there to fulfill a job. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you just grew up, you go to work, you go back home, you have a kid, you die.
Yeah.
And I feel like now, I feel like life has so much more than just that.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's something that I'm proud of, that I'm just not one simple statistic. Like, I grew up, I have a job, I have a family, I'll die. I feel like now, I feel like I'm doing so much more that is making me happier and is making
growing.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That's deep. That's very deep. I think it happens to all of us. I think we get to a point in our life and our age, too, when we realize, you know what? I have the possibility of doing a lot more things than what I thought I could do. For me personally, I feel very proud that I mean, when I was a child, I wanted to be a professional ballet dancer. And today I am one. So I am living my childhood dream, a childhood promise that I told myself many, many years ago in practice every single day. I'm going to do this as my profession. Like, I'm going to do this as my career. And I'm very blessed that I do this. And I get to do it with my friends and, of course, my sister. So it's very fun. But picking back off what you say, like, you know what? You are capable of doing a lot more things than what you thought you could do in life. I think you grow up and you see things, that you learn things, you learn new skills, you teach yourself new things, you meet new people. And so all of that takes into play, too. So, and we're all very young. So it's not like, oh, I accomplished everything I wanted to and I'm done. Like, we're all very young. So we're still trying to figure that out. So that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I think it's like what you said about, like, we still have so much left to accomplish. But then also, like, learning to give yourself a pat on the back for the things that you have accomplished, because I think it's so easy to forget, like, the things that you have succeeded in, because typically humans are more, like, hard on themselves than they are, like, oh, I'm so great. Because it was, like, what I just said when we asked the question, like, it's sad that I feel like it was kind of hard for me to think about, like, oh, what have I accomplished? But I've actually, like, accomplished a lot. But I think for me, like, growing up, like, I don't like to use the word, like, broken home, but just, like, with a pretty catastrophic divorce as a child, and then, like, having a parent that wasn't in a financially stable situation, I think, like, one of the things that I'm, like, really proud of is the fact that, like, I independently, like, put myself through college, like, because my mom couldn't help with that, and not it wasn't because she didn't want to, but she just wasn't in a position to do that, and, like, you know, I was able to move out and support myself in an apartment and, like, accomplish the dream of, like, going to college and, like, continuing to dance professionally and whatnot. And I think I have a lot of friends who, like, had a lot of help, or, like, they, you know, maybe they went into a lot of debt to, like, achieve, like, some of those things, whereas I feel like I was very blessed that, like, I was able to do all of that. And I did it myself. And sometimes that feels a lot better than, like, relying on someone else to do it. So
exactly. That's a
I
big,
think that's, like,
that's very big.
Something
that's very
I'm proud
big.
Of myself.
It's like. Very nice. Yeah. It's very big. And in this, and you also inspire many that have the same situation, too, that don't have that help to go to school and are doing it. And you inspire many. That's a lot of people. And that's great.
I think all of our stories are, we've hopefully inspired people.
Yes.
We've all accomplished a lot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we should be proud of ourselves.
What about you, Emmy?
I was going to agree with Esfay. Just like dancing. And I think for me, it's also not just all the big things. It's also like the small things that I do or that I've accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everything is an accomplishment. I see what you mean, like, big or small. There's always an accomplishment.
Yeah.
Yeah, big or small. It still counts. I agree.
Sounds good. I think one of our cameras is dead, but that's okay. Okay, let's go for this one is kind of fun. If your pet could talk, what would their voice sound like? What would they say about you?
Oh my gosh.
What do you think they would?
I feel like
how do you think Nala will talk?
I feel like our Pomsky dog, her name is Nala. I feel like, you know, she has two egos, like alter egos. I think one of them, she's like Posh Spice, like like sexy, like sort of vindictive, not vindictive, but just like a little, I don't know. You guys
she's
know
on
Posh Spice.
She's on her Instagram. Like, yeah. Check the Instagram. Right. There's pictures of her
like
there.
Like the sophisticated, her, like sexy, but sort of serious. But then, like, there's the other half of her that's like Cardi B. Like, I don't know.
That's a good way to explain her personality. Yeah. I agree.
She's sleeping right now, so she's not very exciting. But I don't know, guys. What are your thoughts? What does Nala's voice sound like?
I don't know.
You've never envisioned it.
No, until this question. But I definitely think she thinks of us as her guardians.
Mm-hmm.
And also as the people she needs to protect.
Oh.
So she sees those both ways.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
You know?
Interesting.
Because,
yeah.
For example, when she's scared, she really comes to me like,
right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like protect me. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when something else happens outside, like that we cannot see or we don't know, she's there.
She's like right. The first one right. Out there. Yeah. Like,
yeah. So
she
like,
just has an intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So I feel like that's what she thinks of us, you know, like the both ways. Like she has that relationship with us.
Yeah.
And she's also very jealous of anything.
She's
everything has to be with her.
She's the center of your guys' world.
Yes.
Like, that's it.
She's a little Paris Hilton, maybe. With her voice.
I love it.
What would you say
about Catchy? Our little Catchy. Our Catchy is a tabby.
She's an orange tabby.
She's an orange tabby.
I just really feel like she would speak in Spanish. Like, honestly. Like, she just gives me that look.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Latina. Yeah. Just like a little Latina girl.
Yeah, I agree.
She's a bougie Latina.
Yeah. She flies on the airplane. She gets her own seat and everything.
I know.
Her collar is the best.
Her collar is like diamonds, basically.
I mean, hey. We love our baby. Yeah, she's our baby. She's our baby.
She's from a novella, or is that how you say it? TV novella?
TV novella.
Yeah. So she's one of those, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She could be very sweet.
She has her sweet moments.
Like, in the mornings, loves to cuddle an angel. But then sometimes she gives you the look like, you look so dumb. Like, she just gives you that, like...
She's that girl.
She's like that girl.
What are you doing? Kind of look.
Like, she's that girl.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So. I agree. A little catchy. Yeah. I can hear her in her little Caribbean accent. For sure. For sure.
I can totally see that now.
I'm just waiting for when they invent like some dog thing that like literally talks like what your dog is thinking or something.
Yeah,
or
right?
What your cat is.
I'm here for it.
That is.
Pets are a blessing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pets are a blessing.
Nala's a little bilingual, I feel like.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you've taught her to be bilingual. She knows like tricks and stuff in Spanish.
In Spanish, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When she feels like obeying.
When she feels like it, yeah.
Yeah. Then she's like, I don't understand some of that.
Yeah.
She pulls that card.
Yeah. Yep. Let's go to the next question. This one is kind of interesting, too. What's one habit you want to get rid of and one habit you want to keep?
Oh, interesting. Habits.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
I know, this is like, talk. You know, like, it makes you think so much.
This
but it's kind of interesting. And also, I like it how these questions are going all over.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's not just like, what is your favorite color?
No. This is deep things.
Yes.
I think for me, it's like money talk. Like, I have a habit of just like every time I think like I could be successful, like make a lot of money, create wealth, then I have a voice immediately after that's like, no, you can't. There's no way. That will never happen to you. So I think that's a habit I would like to get rid of. And that also, I think maybe it's just like the negative voice. It's particularly like with money, and then also even like with dance, like where it'll be like, you suck. You suck at turning. You're not flexible. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Like, and it's like every time I feel like I start to do something a little better, then that my voice is like, who do you think you are? Stop. And yeah. So I think that's like a habit I would like to obviously
get
end.
Rid of.
Yeah.
But like, you know, it's probably a habit that like I'm going to have to work on like my whole life. But I think it helps to be aware that it's a habit so you can like stop talking to yourself that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think just the good habit I'd like to keep is like keep creating like a good morning routine, like where it's just like I have a routine. It's really productive. It's like, you know, stretching, doing my exercises, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's good.
So I don't know. Yeah, what about you guys?
Oof, I'm gonna need more time. I'm gonna need more time to think about my habit.
I know, I feel the same way. I feel like this one is kind of hard for me to think of.
Right.
Well, it's also because I think a lot of us maybe have bad habits, but it's not something we're gonna say out loud. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm not trying to say that I'm perfect and I don't have any bad habits either. That's not even it. Yes. That's not even it.
I'm pretty sure I have a couple.
I'm thinking about something that I'm actually good at. That's the thing. I'm like, what's a habit that I'm good at to keep?
I feel like my good habit is that I believe too much in myself.
Yeah, oh, that's a good habit. That's why we're a good balance. You know?
Oh, that's a good balance.
Yeah. I feel like I have this amount of belief that I'm the shit. And like, I don't mean it in the bad way.
But that's a healthy thing. No. That's a healthy thing. I see the perspective that you're coming from. Because you have to believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, no one will.
I feel like I believe a lot in myself. Like, I feel like I have something where I'm thinking like, you know, I want this iPhone and I believe it. I can get it. I'm going to get it. Like, I have this. Like, I'm going to make $1 million. I know I'm going to have to. I'm going to do it. Like, I believe in myself a lot in that way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of a bad habit that I really want to get rid of.
Yeah.
Like Ashley's like, I know a couple.
No.
I don't know. Let me think for a little second.
All right, guys. I'll agree with you on that. I feel like I'm super like, I'm that and I'm so the, you know, I'm so shit, you know.
I'm that.
Which is good. Don't get me wrong. It's really good, but sometimes it can.
I feel like that's kind of how I feel. I feel like it's the best and the bad. Because
right.
I feel like it can take it, like, it's good in my mentality because it's going to get me there.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it puts me in a place where you are, like, too overconfident.
Too ahead of yourself.
Too ahead of yourself. And I think that could be the worst for me, too. Get too ahead of myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, thinking that everything is already that way when it's not. Because I happen to think, like, I'm already in the step 5 when I'm just in 1.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, calm down, like.
But maybe that's what allows you to get to step 5 is that you're already there.
Yes.
I don't know.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I got it.
Yes.
So, a bad habit that I tend to do, not in everything, but in certain things, I tend to tell myself, oh, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it tomorrow. Let me leave this assignment for tomorrow. Or it could be anything. It could be a school thing. It could be an email. It could be anything. And I'd be like, tomorrow, I'll do it. It could literally be 5 minutes of my time, and I can get it done in 5 minutes. But that procrastination of leaving it for tomorrow, it's a bad habit.
Mm-hmm.
If I know I can do it in, like, 5 minutes, I should just do it.
Yeah.
Sit down and freaking do it. That's a bad habit that I know I can get better at because I could be so much more productive with my time and my space if I just freaking do it right there and then. Mm-hmm. This is a good habit that I want to keep doing for the rest of my life. I'm very into my faith, so I go to Mass every Sunday, and so that's always a habit that's been engraved in us growing up. So that's always a habit that I always want to keep doing because it's a constant reminder of who I am as a person and what I believe in and the person that I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And to society, to myself, to the world. And it reminds me of who I am, my principles, my morals. And so that's a good habit that I want to keep doing. It's a reminder every week of who I am, going to Mass.
I like that too.
I definitely resonate a lot with the first one. I procrastinate so much.
Yeah.
Like, we so both. Much.
It's bad. Like, tomorrow sounds better.
No, I'm more like, okay, I'll do it in an hour. And then the hour comes, I'm like, all right, 15 more minutes. And it just never happens.
I'm like that. I'm like, okay, let's keep it 9:15. That's when I'm going to start.
Yes.
And then 9:15, and I'm like, no,
9:25.
I do it 9:30. Yeah. And it's like, it literally, just 30 minutes, I will have done the task and more.
And more. That's the thing. I've come to a conclusion with that. I could do more.
I feel like I've been a little bit better with that. Mm-hmm. But I'm still struggling. Like, I feel like it's kind of like what we talk about in our New Year's resolution podcast, that episode.
Yeah.
That's kind of one of the things that I've been trying to focus on. Like, and I'm not trying to change my focus 100% because that means I'm just going to do it for 1 week and then put it into the trash. Yeah. I want it to be gradually. Like,
let it
be day by day. You know, like, instead of wasting an hour, I'm going to waste 40 minutes and then 30 and then, like,
it should be because that's how my habits are created.
Procrastination is very similar, but it's a little bit going back to what you were saying about the art. mine is like, oh, I'll do this thing that I've been wanting to do forever when I get the technology to do it, or like when I figure out the best app to make the best picture to do. I'll start my social media thing for my business when I have all of the materials ready to go. Right. And so I just like keep putting it off instead of just being like, if I just do it now, then like it doesn't have to be like the best things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like procrastination, but a little bit in a different way.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel you like that. And I feel like when I first started doing YouTube videos and things like that, that's how it felt.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to get the best camera. I need to get the best gimbal. I need to get the best thing. I need to get the best microphone.
I can agree.
It's almost because we're given too many options. Like, I don't want to put the blame on, because at the end of the day, it comes down to you. But, like, I do feel like we're living in a society where it's like, this is the best, this is the best, this is the best. And you have all this stuff.
I think it's not only that. I think it's that when you see your favorite creators and your favorite people, they have that thing. So you are like, if I have this, I'm going to be like them.
And you're seeing them, like, at their peak. You're not seeing what it looked like when they first started. When they were, like, in their dad's garage with, like, a green light behind them. That's it.
And actually, when you hear their advice, they are like, the best thing that you can do to start your channel is this. A phone with a camera.
That's it.
It doesn't even have to be an iPhone. You just need a phone with a camera. That's it. You don't need anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you can do it all with this.
Yeah.
Editing, shoot, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's so much in our brains.
Yeah.
And that's with every single film. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's so hard. I mean, I feel it. I feel it. I mean, every single time I'm like, what if I have this, I probably will be able to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, no, let's do it. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to get there.
Yeah.
But it's hard. It's hard. Yeah. Let's go into this one. It kind of ties up a little bit to this. Mm-hmm. And is who do you most admire, and how has that impacted the way you live your life?
It's hard. There's so many people to admire.
Yeah, I feel you could say more than one. It doesn't have to be like one person that is your absolute guy. You know?
I mean, for me, it's easy.
Don't say it.
Okay. Go ahead.
Fine,
go ahead.
Say it. We're both going to say it.
I mean, they were influential in our life. We always circle back to our parents. It's not the first time we talk about our parents on this podcast, but obviously. My mother, she's a big, big person in my life that I look up to, and I hope to be a quarter of that person. First, starting with being a mom very young, going to school, finishing her education. Raising us.
Yep.
I mean, she's superwoman in my eyes.
She's
the best person on this earth.
She is.
And my dad, of course, I can't keep my dad away from this conversation. He's a big he is just the center of our family. Came to this country young with no one. He persevered in life, and he pushed for everything he has, and he has everything. Mm-hmm. And that perseverance, that drive, exactly, and that outlook in life. He's always so happy. He always has the right things to say too.
Yes,
always. He always has the right things to say. I love my conversations with my dad because he's my biggest supporter, and he's the other person I look up to. It's just like. We were very blessed. We were very blessed with our parents. They're they're the best thing on earth. So we love them. We love them. So
that's beautiful. I mean, not to be repetitive, but I feel like, you know, my sister and my mom are also two people that inspire me so much. Mm-hmm. And my mom just like raising us as a single mom and making a lot of sacrifices. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, my sister is so intelligent and like caring and has always been there for me. And like anytime I've ever doubted myself or anything, she's always really encouraged me to like just to keep on persevering and everything like that. And so she's always been like a best friend. And then like I think my grandma, so I guess it's just like the whole female circle in my family, but my grandma is just always a huge inspiration to me, just like how accepting she was of everyone and how like spiritual she was, but like in a non-judgmental way. And just the love that she had for like her whole family and just being really a true matriarch. So I think those are people that really that's inspire
beautiful.
Me.
That's beautiful. Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Well, I'm going to go 180.
No, good.
It's good. No, this
is because to me, it's kind of, I don't know. I feel like people that inspire me, for example, is one of that we have talked about the podcast, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, yes.
Even though he is not in the same field that we are, it's a lot of things that we can relay by the athleticism, by how like you can come from nothing and have it all.
Yeah.
How your beliefs and your power to survive and your power to be the best can inspire you every day.
Absolutely.
And like I feel like, for me, sometimes something that inspires me is to see all these people. And for example, like the same creator that we talk about in our latest podcast, Peter McKinnon, he also inspires me. J Balvin, like all these people that have different talents are the ones who make me want to be better. And are the ones who like, you know, they got there out of nothing. I can be them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like I can grow to that. And like, for example, when I'm procrastinating, I don't know if it's fate or if it's destiny. I always stumble in one of those videos.
Go figure.
Always.
Go figure.
That, no, that's awesome.
That is like, oh, this guy, instead of being sitting down like I am right now, he's probably working out.
Yeah.
Or he's probably thinking on his next business venture. Or he's probably doing this. So that's what I'm like, okay, I cannot be sitting down in my ass. Like, get up and do something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
I feel like that's kind of one of the people who inspire me and make me want to give more. And like, you can, and it's not always about money, but it's like, oh, you know, having that power, having that want it. Like, I need this.
The
like
drive, the hunger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, and seeing that, it kind of like inspired to get that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That's very true.
Yeah. And it's fascinating piggyback off that. We get inspired by people every day of our lives. You can read you can meet a random stranger and you can hear their life story and you're like, wow, whoa, like you can be fascinated by just regular people too. Mm-hmm. Like we get inspired every day as people.
As
like,
humans, yeah.
Yeah, we can inspire, we find inspiration every day. So it's nice. It's nice.
Totally.
It's very nice.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of how sometimes I aspire. Like, I want to inspire somebody to do it, to, like, have that drive to, like, go for it. Like, you know, and don't be afraid.
Yeah,
totally.
Your biggest fear, like, how can I say this? I don't know how to say it, but you're going to regret it if you don't try.
Duh.
I mean, I feel like this podcast is an example of that. Like, we were talking about starting a podcast for a long time.
For a long time.
And, like, but we were kind of afraid. We're like, no one's going to listen or whatever. And, like, we were like, you know what? Like, but what do we have to lose?
Nothing.
Literally nothing.
Nothing.
And we love to talk to each other anyway.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't we just put a mic on it and
that's
like,
it.
Keep doing what we're doing.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
That's how Nobody You Know started.
There you go. There you go.
Really? Yeah. I mean, it was over a year that we talked about it. And we always were like, yeah, we should do it.
And it started as a joke, ladies and gentlemen. And we were like joking about it. Like, oh, how fun would it be to have a podcast, the four of us, just talk? Because we're always talking. But here we are.
And I feel like the title is kind of like a nod to the fact that, like, it was kind of our fear. We're like, but our fear was no one would listen
like,
to us.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
because
we're
nobody knows us.
No one knows us.
But now you do.
So, yeah.
So yeah, this was a fun podcast, you guys. I hope you guys enjoy.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy and learn a little bit more about ourselves.
Yeah. As always, click that follow button, subscribe to the YouTube, to the Instagram, the Facebook, the TikTok. You name it, we have it.
Ask us questions.
Oh, yes,
and if you like this episode, please let us know, and so then we can do more like this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If you enjoy content like this, let us know in the comment section. Comment what we should talk about next. Mm-hmm. We love receiving questions. Check out the website. Where listen to us on all the platforms, Spotify, Apple, Google, you name it, we got it. And as always,
be safe.
Yeah, we hope you have an inspiring night or day. And
or afternoon.
Or afternoon.
And or sleep.
We'll see you in the next episode.
Peace and love.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys and gals. This was Nobody You Know. Literally. Remember to hit like and subscribe and leave us a comment. Have a question for the guys or a topic you'd love them to discuss? Get in touch. You can find us on all socials at @nobodyyouknow_podcast. See you next time.